And welcome to our Coach's Corner Spotlight Interview of the Week. I am your host, Paul Vold, usually changing things up here with Coach's Corner. Now we're going to go to a weekly interview format with an area coach talking about their team season, players to keep our eye out for, and just how the year is going as well. With our debut interview, we're speaking with Dakota State University softball coach with a 5-12 overall record this season at this point of the year, head coach for the Trojan softball team, Steve Kissel. Coach, thank you so much for speaking with us here today.
Well, my pleasure, Paul.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, with Coach's Corner, we usually have people come in studio. This is a little bit different as well. We're speaking with you over the phone here on a Wednesday morning. But your team fresh coming off the trip to Tucson, Arizona, with a trip down there, play a handful of games down in Arizona. I'm sure there was a lot of fun down there in getting out of the South Dakota chilly weather and getting into the sun of Arizona. You know, just how was the trip down to Arizona with the games and the play of the team, just everything encompassing with that Tucson, Arizona trip?
Well, the main thing is, Paul, is we got better the longer we were down there. We played really good the last day. We played really good, pretty good the first day, and in between we were up and down. But we started off the trip. We lost a game because Fisher College from the East Coast got snowed in and missed their plane, and so we couldn't get out. So we played St. Francis, who's number 11 in the country, and they beat us 12-10. So we played pretty well. And then, like I said, the last day we played exceptional. We played about as well as we have all year. So that's a good sign that we're getting better each day. So.
And also, Coach, with the bit of the transition as well, you start off the year with a handful of games up at the Presentation Dome Tournament, also with the North Star Crossover Tournament as well, going from an inside dome stadium in South Dakota, then playing outside to the sun and also the dirt that belongs with the Tucson, Arizona Invitational. I'm sure there were a few differences, especially going from inside to practicing, then playing a few indoor games to going to outside. I'm sure there were a few differences with just getting maybe some slight adjustments from your players and also just getting that overall game plan together.
Right. You know, and one of the comments from one of the players, we were down in Arizona and there was a little bit of a breeze, nothing major. And one of the players on the dugout goes, "Oh yeah, the wind's a factor down here now." You know, inside you don't have that at all. And of course inside practices we don't, you know, nothing. So they go, "Oh yeah, the wind's a little bit," and it wasn't like it affected anything, it was just a little bit of a difference. And her comment was, I forgot about the wind being a factor on these fly balls and stuff. But, you know, I mean, I think our players adjusted very well. I think we've played really good defense, especially with not being on a field or even being outside or, you know, anything like that with both situations. The very first game up in Presentations Dome, you know, our outfielders kind of struggled a little bit with some different things, but we got that corrected the very next game and got that done. And I think in Arizona, I think we, with the exception of one game, I think we played as well as, you know, very good for not being out on the dirt and in the regular grass. And, you know, we didn't make a lot of mistakes. We had a couple overthrows, but you're going to have those no matter if you're inside all the time or outside all the time. Just some little mistakes. But overall, I think the players adjusted really well. I think our game plan is getting there with our pitching staff and with our defense and everything. And I think our batting lineup is pretty solid right now the way it is. We're still looking for some better things out of a few players, but we're getting a lot out of some very good players. You know, we've got Nicole Stewart, who was a returner from last year, was a first-team all-conference catcher, second-team all-region. She's leading us in batting average right now at .424. She's tied for the lead with home runs with four. And with those four home runs in a year and in 17 games, basically a year and a third, she's already second on the all-time home runs list at Dakota State from last year and this year. So she's got a long ways to go, you know, a lot to get done. Melissa Kraft is a freshman, and she's our two-hole hitter and is, you know, second on the team. And then Zitlali Lopez, or Lolly. She goes by Lolly, not Zitlali. It's Zitlali.
We've Lopez. Learned that from early this season doing game recaps. We were going back and forth on how to pronounce her full name, but we're very happy to know that she goes by Lolly Lopez as well. That's we'll take note of that for future reference.
Yeah, that's the easy way to do it, because when I recruit, you know, she came in a semester from a junior college, and she's come in and just done a really good job. She's a true freshman. Hitting the ball, very good hitter, very good pitcher. She's leading us right now in our pitching staff, and but we have a real good pitching staff too. It's not like she's, you know, way out in front of everybody. We've got, you know, we have her, we have Kelly Drake, who's a senior, who's our one and only senior, Stephanie Golan, who we brought in at semester from British Columbia. She's a junior college transfer, and then Audrey Kosman, who's a returner, who's a redshirt sophomore, missed most of last year due to a knee injury, but she's back and healthy and ready to go. And we've got, you know, so that those four are four pitchers, main pitchers right now. We also have five other pitchers on campus. So we have nine on campus. So we're looking forward to using maybe all of them in some situations. And of course, we have, you know, on the offensive side with our, you know, hitters and stuff. You know, Peyton Brokowitz has done a great job, our second baseman. Audrey Kosman has moved over to third and a DP. Kaylee McFadden is our right fielder, who's really a speed kid. Jasmine Lucero is starting to come on. She kind of had a slow start, which is unusual for her. And Tatum Ronke from Watertown has got four home runs this year. She hit a walk-off against in our last win against Indiana Tech. And then the next time up against Robert Morris, she had a solo home run, or a two-run home run, I think it was. So her two at-bats in a row were both home runs. Taylor Poe, our shortstop, is kind of coming along now. She started off really slow, but getting there. So that's kind of our starting lineup right there with their defense and everything. So we've got a really good group. I think we're right there with a lot of things. It wouldn't take much for us to be 12-5 right now instead of 5-12. A couple, you know, a couple hits here and there. We played Bellevue, got beat 3-2. Had opportunities to win that. Northern Division II only beat us 5-3. It was real close. Jamestown, who's the number one team in the conference, beat us 10-9. And so, I mean, we're right there with a lot of things. So, a couple wins here and there, a couple hits here and there. You know, we could very well be 12-5 or better. So, you know, we got a lot of season left. Looking forward to hopefully playing Mount Marty this weekend. And then next Tuesday we go to Sioux Falls to play University of Sioux Falls. And we have Mayville at home the 24th and 25th. So, you know, we're kind of getting in the middle of our season where it's going to be, playing every other day basically with the weather and everything, trying to get everything in. But everything is going really well. I think we're excited about our future. And like I said, we got some great kids come out and hope people can come out and see us play. And like I said, we've got, you know, Nicole Stewart is really, you know, is a real deal. I mean, I don't want to just say she's the only one. I mean, everybody else is playing very well too and hitting the ball. And Jasmine Lucero was a second team all conference last year as well. So, they're both sophomores. They're both catchers. They both play third and first, and we keep them in the lineup the whole time. So that's kind of a nice thing to have. Those young catchers, they're really good. So,
yeah, and also the entire play of the team, you know, like you had said earlier as well, you know, just a couple plays, a couple of hits away from to being 12-5 instead of 5-12. That's the kind of the way the sport is as well. You even mentioned, too, you know, kind of the weather at this point of the year. You're going to be playing almost every other day to this point, right, of the season, especially, you know, this time of year, kind of waiting for that big thaw to develop and allow you to go play practicing and even playing outdoors as well. But I'm sure you know, going with the indoor facilities here early in the season and up until kind of towards the middle portion of year as well, practicing indoors provides its own challenges as well.
It does. And, you know, this is my third year here, and we've done very well with what we do. We go in the mornings, and nobody likes to get up at 6 in the morning and go to practice. But I always tell my players and tell recruits when they come in that we're going to go at 6 in the morning. And I said, tell them there's two good things about that, and those are you don't have to see me anymore the rest of the day, and I don't have to see you anymore the rest of the day. So, you know, it's a good thing. It's fine. I mean, they do a good job with it. We had a couple of days off here because the trip was just took its toll on all of us, and so we don't play till Saturday. So we took yesterday and today off, let them kind of get back into study mode and get back into the regular daily routine of everything, and then we'll start tomorrow morning again. So,
Coach, also, No, please, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, go ahead. You're fine. Go ahead.
All right. So, Coach, also, as you know, you had mentioned, you know, your third year here at Dakota State, but you also bring in a very good coaching pedigree leading up to your time here at Dakota State. Been coaching over the span of 20-plus years now, and I'm sure there's things that you picked up over the years, especially each year kind of provides its own little challenges of, you know, with the players that you bring in, some of those recruits as well, and just kind of developing maybe an overall maybe game plan or just finding those right places and those right pieces in the lineup as well. You know, is there anything that this year has kind of picked up, has provided some things that provide maybe a little bit of head scratching or also just kind of getting everything in the pieces to fall together? I know it's still early in the season, but I'm sure there's some things that you've picked up over this time of the year.
Yeah, we're the biggest thing we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out the right combination with our pitching staff. Last year when Audrey got hurt, we were down to two. And we just struggled through the year with getting those two in the right combination and stuff. And every time we got to that situation in the game, I kept telling Rachel, my assistant, I said, we are not going through this next year with two pitchers. We are not going to do this with two pitchers. So we have nine people on campus at pitch, and we're trying to figure out a possible, not necessarily a rotation, but a situations where some of the ones that haven't pitched yet, too much yet, can give us a real good feel about what they can do in a situational thing, and just kind of get that going. I think we've got really good pitchers and we've got a really good team. We just got to get the right combination of everything at the right time. I think that's kind of the thing. And we are still fairly young. We have one senior and a handful of juniors, and then a good sophomore class and some freshmen. So we have, like I said, we brought three players in a semester that need to mesh, that are meshing very well with the returners and with the ones that were here all fall. And I think they've made a good adjustment. They're, they're part of the team and they've done a really good job as part of the team. So, we're very fortunate to have those at semester. We're very fortunate to have the talent that we do have, and we've gotten those people, through the Trojan Athletic Club, and those members of helping us increase our scholarships and those type of things. So, we couldn't do it without them. And that's a big deal because, we wouldn't have these players that we have without them helping us out. So, again, I want to just put a public thank you out for them that they really helped us with that. And they've helped all of our teams with that, not just us. But I think it's very important that they get acknowledged for their significant help with the increase in the program.
Coach, also, as we start to wind things down here with our interview this week, you had mentioned a little bit earlier, kind of see what the weather brings with this coming weekend with a doubleheader against Mount Marty College. Supposed to play on Saturday, weather permitting, of course. Then you take on University of Sioux Falls, NCAA Division II, University of Sioux Falls. Just getting back into the swing of things here. You're back in campus and also back in South Dakota as well, trying to get these games in as well. Then you open up, you return back to your conference schedule next weekend, the 24th and 25th against the Mayville State University. Just trying to get back into the swing of things with games and what is your team kind of looking to get back into the win column with just kind of getting a couple practices back under your belt and get back to that win I should say.
Yeah, I think we're in a good situation to compete for that conference and the conference championship. I still think we're right there. Like I said, Jamestown is the number one team right now, and Valley City is number two. And we've already played Jamestown in a non-conference game, and it was a 10-9 loss. But we were right there. We had opportunities to win that game. So, we played Bellevue. They're number three, and I've seen some other teams play. So, I believe we're in a good situation to compete for that conference championship, both regular season and postseason. I just think we're there. I think we've got the talent to do it. We just got to get everybody on the same page every day. And like I told them the last day in Tucson, nobody's going to give us anything. We have to go out and take it. We have to go out and take what we want. And that's not an original line. Coach Carter, it's a movie, Coach Carter. It's one of the lines in that movie, and he says we're not going to be able to, nobody's going to give us anything. you have to go out and take it. And so that's kind of where we are right now. We have to go take what we want, and that's a conference championship. So we have to go out and play every day that we get a chance and compete every day and take what we want, as opposed to thinking somebody's going to give us anything. Because, you know, you've been around long enough, Paul, that, you know, that nobody's going to give anybody anything, whether it's Sioux Falls or we have SDSU on our schedule later in the year. They're sure not going to give us anything, so we have to go out and take what we want. But like I said, the conference is the main thing we're looking at right now, and getting back on the win column in these two non-conference doubleheaders we have scheduled, and then, of course, taking it to Mayville when they come here.
Coach, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us this week. Best of luck to you the rest of the season. We'll be sure to check in with you as the season moves on as well.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Hope to see some of you at the games.
Well, we hope to be there as well. Dakota State University softball coach Steve Kissel joining us here with our Coach's Corner Spotlight interview of the week. Trojan softball now 5-12 overall this season, 1-3 in the North Star Athletic Association. Scheduled to play a doubleheader against Mount Marty College on Saturday. That is weather permitting, of course, but if anything should change, we'll be sure to update you here on KJAM and also online at AmazingMadison.com. That's going to do it here for this week's Coach's Corner Spotlight interview of the week. Be sure to catch up with this interview and any interviews that we have on our Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com.